A minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Comedian, actor, Craig Robinson in the studio tomorrow. He starts at the Funny Bone tonight in Omaha. He's there all for four straight days, I believe, right? That's cool.
Yeah, tonight through Sunday.
All right.
Did you know in January?
Jason Regan with us too this morning. Yeah.
Of 2018, there was a provision, a bill introduced.
I'm just a bill.
Increasing the punishment for knowingly removing classified materials with the intent to retain them at an unauthorized location. And this was signed into law in January of 2018.
Who was the president?
Who was the president at the time?
And it's hard to remember.
Yeah. Trump.
Yeah.
I'd look that up.
But, you know, that was one of those where he would have to read more than three sentences. To figure that out.
No, he just knew he's above the law.
Yeah. No.
He could do what he wants to.
He doesn't know what he's signing.
What if there weren't pictures involved? I don't think he was very interested.
And if it wasn't all about him, he didn't read about it.
So speaking of our, I'm going to hand this.
One of his flunkies said, you need to sign this. Okay.
I'm going to hand this to Jason because I retweeted this yesterday, a meme about that particular bill signing. And it's about, where is it at here? Oh, here it is. Here, why don't you hand that to Jason so he can read that? I retweeted that out. It shows the Chris Farley show as Trump as the guest. And here's what Chris Farley said to Trump in that meme I retweeted yesterday.
You remember that time a federal judge that you appointed signed off on a search warrant issued by the FBI director that you says here you also appointed? And then was executed by a Department of Justice attorney that you also appointed. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And that was awesome. Sorry about your Mar-a-Lago. That sucks.
That is perfect. Yep. Man, you just plead the fifth, Todd. That's all you got to do.
You remember all those parties where you're pictured hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein for decades? Do you remember that?
I did hear a lawyer yesterday say, I didn't know this, that when you plead the fifth in a criminal case, the jury is instructed that doesn't mean you're guilty. But if it's a civil case and you plead the fifth, the jury can assume
they can read
you're
into
guilty.
That.
Yeah. They're allowed to say, oh, so you don't want to answer the questions about what you did wrong. That means you're guilty. So civil cases, you can still be, if you just plead the fifth, it doesn't help you. Obviously, you can still say.
But it's my understanding, up until now, you were a big pussy if you pleaded the fifth.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's different now.
It means you're guilty. Right.
But now it's different.
Somebody say my name?
Hypocrites. Hypocrites. All of them. Well, he is, obviously.
Well, yeah, I know we're all situational hypocrites, but...
But I don't, break the law.
Like, Brandon could do one thing.
Oh, yeah.
It would be the worst thing in the world. Right. And their cult leader could do the exact same thing, right. And then it's all right.
Right.
So...
Well, because he's cool.
Right. You led the word there. It's a cult.
It's that simple.
It's a cult. Find the new guy. Find the new guy.
Not a lot going on today in history.
Oh, what is it?
Beatles, Hard Day's Night.
Came out?
1964.
That's a great movie, by the way.
Babe
it's a timepiece, man. Yeah.
Gets number 500.
That would probably been 29, 30.
Well, I clicked off of it now.
Yeah.
Was it Hard Day's Night or Help where they had, I think it was Help where the Beatles had that house that had the.
That was Help.
That's
Help.
Bed that went into the ground.
Yeah.
I used to really want one
of those. What was your guess on Babe Ruth?
29, 30.
You're correct. 1929.
That's when he died?
No, it's 500. I know he played longer than that, obviously, so I'm figuring that's probably
that would have been cool if he would have gotten his 500th home run and just died.
Oh, speaking of that, what was that home run?
Listen
to his home run stat, man. This is crazy.
There was a double A player in the St. Louis Cardinals organization hit what they call a home run cycle. He had a solo home run, a two-run home run, a three-run home run, and a grand slam.
In one game.
In the same game.
It's happened, what, twice?
He said one other time in minor league baseball.
Right.
In 1998.
But never in the majors.
Never in the majors.
But still, that's just crazy stat. That's a crazy stat.
Yeah. It's nuts. Yeah, the other team lost.
I saw a home run stat the other night. I forget who they were playing. It was the Angels. But the Angels hit 7 home runs and lost the game 8-7.
They had 7 solo home runs.
They had 7 solo home runs. And lost the game 8-7.
Yeah, you play so many years in baseball and so many games, everything's going to happen eventually. You know,
I think like Shohei Ohtani hit like two or three of them in that game, and just nothing.
Was he pitching too?
I don't think so.
So 10 runs on that put that guy with the cycle.
More math.
10 RBI.
Yeah.
Four, three, two, one.
I saw smoke coming from your ears over there, Jason. I was wondering what you were thinking about.
Hamster fell off the wheel.
Is there a teapot in the corner?
Bears fans doing math. But it is.
I didn't even try to figure that out.
Carried a three.
Was it off the air where I spewed the Dodgers pitching stat? I don't know if we mentioned that on the air.
I think it was off the air, yeah.
For the first time since 1884, a Major League Baseball team has 2 pitchers on staff that have 12 wins or more and 1 loss or less. The Dodgers have, and it's not Kershaw.
Well, the key part there, is one word, one loss or less.
Yes.
Because there's a bunch of teams that have had more than guys with 12.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but somebody was probably 20 and
that's
2.
That's just a weird geek stat there.
It really is.
Somebody had to figure that out. God.
1884 was the last time that happened.
Do you attribute that to more guys getting no decisions? Since they don't pitch as long?
No, you still get losses, though.
I know, but a lot of times...
You still get a loss.
No, I attribute that to people keeping track of baseball crap that nobody ever kept track of.
That's a weird one.
Baseball statisticians.
That says more about the losses on each super guy. Deep. Right.
Oh, and it was on this date in 1973. I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, but they say this is the birthday of hip-hop.
Yeah, if you like hip hop, Oh, really, who was
Sugar
it?
Hill Gang?
On August 11th, 1973, a birthday party in the rec room of an apartment building in the West Bronx. A guy named Clive Campbell, better known as DJ Cool Herc. He's the founding father, apparently, of hip hop.
I've heard the name.
And here's what he did. DJ Cool Herc's signature innovation came from observing how the crowds would react to different parts of whatever record he happened to be playing. I was noticing people used to wait for particular parts of a record to dance, maybe to do their specialty move, and those moments tended to be like drum breaks. The moments in a record when the vocals and other instruments would drop out completely for a measure or two of pure rhythm. What Cool Herc did, he decided to use 2 turntables. He was the first guy to do the two turntables thing. And a typical DJ setup, not as a way to make a smooth transition between 2 records, but a way to switch back and forth repeatedly between 2 copies of the same record, extending the short drum break, so that the crowd wanted to hear more.
I got it. So he started. Yeah. Well, he invented the mix too.
Right. He called this trick the merry-go-round. Today it's the break beat.
That had to blow people's minds.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Never heard it before.
You're just hanging out in a rec room, and all of a sudden it's like.
And early on, there was a lot of hip hop.
That song's longer than I think it is.
There was a lot of fun hip hop at the time. You know, and then guys like Kanye came in and took themselves too seriously.
Oh well, talking. That's most recent stuff.
It
was hip hop was fun through the 80s.
And you're naughty by nature. You know, that was fun stuff.
Yeah. Parents just don't understand, man.
He's the worst rapper.
I know. I'm not. You're right. He probably is.
So bad. And those songs are still played.
He's going to slap your ass, man.
He'll be like shopping somewhere and the two of us comes on. And like, that song is an abortion.
You know what I love about this? He came out basically and said, hey, listen, I still feel like crap. I'm the worst person in the world. I shouldn't have hit Chris Rock. And Chris Rock is letting him hang.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He said, I don't need an apology. I don't need to meet with you. You know, I love he's letting them hang, you know. But that takes balls. A lot of guys would just take the high road. I'm not saying he's not taking a high road, Chris Rock. But a lot of guys would say, dude, I get it. But you know what, though? I don't get it.
No, let him hang.
You should have not walked up there and hit me. It was a freaking joke.
Yeah.
So I think you let him hang forever, too, for that matter.
Sorry I slapped you. Yeah, good luck with that.
You're right.
My career will go on without accepting an apology.
Exactly.
Well, then the footnote's going to be that he won the Oscar.
Has he? But Chris Rock hasn't responded, even on stage yet.
Not
He's
really.
Writing a new. I think you know why. That will be in
That'll
his
special.
New special.
Yeah.
Where he talks about what I felt like when
or
I got jacked.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah.
He'll make money off of it somehow.
He's slapped.
And it'll be a thank you to Will Smith. Appreciate you.
You steal my phone, man. I'm jonesing over here.
It's right there.
God, that sucks.
I made that Tommy Lee pick your screensaver. Oh,
yeah. We just replaced the one that was already there. You know?
It's a fresh one.
I had the boat one in there originally. So it's no
made a picture pop up when you call. And then call him at dinner all the time.
That'd have been great. That'd have been great.
I hope Jason calls again.
Boy, am I hungry.
I just start calling him. Hey, right. Hey.
Honey, can
why'd you
make
call
brats?
Me? Nothing. Right. I just wanted me to call back. Can you make brats?
So you mentioned the Jordan thing earlier, and the other thing that has the other star that's got a bunch of stuff that's been going at auction and it's been hot recently is Kurt Cobain.
Oh yeah,
a lot of his stuff has been up for auction, and there's another
Kurt Cobain's shotgun divorce is getting a lot of hits in the Deadpool.
They're doing well. Yeah. This says another guitar that he played on the Unplugged special.
Okay,
is going up for auction, a D18E. From that performance, going up online, and they think that it'll sell for at least $1 million.
That's your wife's boy, man. Pony up, puss.
Well, here's the thing. I looked it up. The last time there was an unplugged guitar that went up for auction was a couple years ago.
For him?
It went for $6 million.
Man.
Wow.
Well, that crowd from the early 90s are older dudes now with cash. You know?
Yeah. It's Julian's Auctions in Beverly Hills, California. Estimated to sell for at least $1 million. I bet it goes for closer to that five or six.
No sign,
say you'll get it.
It's no signed Kiss pinball machine, no.
Oh, there could be.
There should be.
If anybody loved you, Nick, they'd get you one of those.
Gene will
I
sell
agree.
It.
Does this Frances Bean? Yeah, does she have these still?
Are they hers? There was a thing with her.
She gave to her boyfriend.
An ex-boyfriend, yeah.
Right.
And I think it was
That's right. But he said, hey, it was a gift, and he got to keep it, right? Did he win that battle?
I thought she did. I thought she got it back. I don't know.
That's a dick move.
It's a gift.
Yeah. Hey, sorry your dad blew his head off, but I'm going to keep that guitar.
Yeah, but he was he was gifted it from her, and he knows it's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
If she breaks his heart, aren't you keeping it?
That's your get out of jail.
Probably.
Yeah. Now, if you blow her off, you still might keep it. Listen, I understand we're all going to call a guy a dick for keeping the guitar. Sorry your dad blew his head off.
But if you're in that situation,
it was a gift.
Yeah. Didn't they auction his, was it the green sweater off recently?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm putting things together here. She did lose that guitar, and it was a divorce.
Yeah. Oh, they were married. Okay.
It was a divorce, and it says here, she said the 1959 Martin D18E that her late husband played on the 1993 MTV Unplugged set. This is the guitar. This is the one that's going up for auction now.
Well, this is
the one that Frances Bean had.
You said her husband.
Well, this
played.
Is they were
her
quoting,
dad played.
Yeah, they were quoting.
Yeah, her dad.
Courtney Love. There.
Courtney Love played. Okay, got it. Okay.
I think that's the same guitar.
Oh, he's selling it.
He's now selling.
Yeah, the boyfriend's selling.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, putting it up for auction.
Cash out. Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd he end up with that?
Nobody names your kids Bean anymore.
She must have had a bad lawyer.
You see more man.
No,
in the boat.
I think I was misreading.
Don't
that.
Flick it, your brother.
You know.
Go flick your brother.
Yeah. The headline said she loses her father's guitar in divorce settlement.
Yeah, because it was given to him as a gift.
Okay.
Yeah, he refused to give up the guitar because it was a gift. He also asked for $25,000 a month in spousal support.
A month.
That's why I'm not giving my wife my Trevor Lawrence card.
Ah, okay.
Your Franco Harris bobblehead.
Nobody touches that.
Here's where the lawyers kicked in, Todd. Under the terms of the settlement, he got the guitar and nothing else.
She got the shaft.
Oh, really?
Okay.
He got that guitar and then nothing else. No spousal support, nothing beyond that. So that's why he's probably taking this thing up for auction to get his payday.
Yeah, I would keep the guitar for spousal support because he's not going to get a ton. They don't have any kids or anything, right? Did they?
Well, he was looking for $25,000 a month.
He was? But yeah. What's he going to make on the guitar?
Well, yeah, probably,
more.
You know, I bet $5 or $6 million.
Right.
That much, you think?
They said the last guitar that he played on the Unplugged special that went for auction 2 years ago went for $6 million.
Is one Kurt Cobain's daughter gave to her husband.
And this will be, yeah.
Mr. Bean, they called him. Damn it. I'm pissed off I thought of that.
Well, it's better than it being stuck in your head.
I know. It would have been stuck. I should have said Mr. Bean all day.
Constant regret all day.
How many people
should we just say, hey, oh, we
get
away with
it? Dad? I should have said Mr. Bean.
It must be nice to be in a position where, oh, yeah, I got $4 or $5 million. I could think about buying that.
Oh, yeah.
I could spend that on a toy, on a little hobby.
I can't, maybe because I don't have that kind of cash.
No,
none of us
can't
do.
Wrap my brain around it. I don't think most people can.
I think, to me, $4 or $5 million is still, I'm going to buy just another big, cool house. I just don't see having something small that's $5 million. Now, once again, we're talking, guys, $4 or $5 million is 4,000 or 5,000 to them.
Yeah, and they've already got eight cool houses.
This is for people to have everything.
So we're not thinking that.
Yeah.
We're not thinking that.
Yeah, you cannot put yourself in the mindset of being able to go, oh, yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
I'm buying that guitar to fit in your $20 million house.
But I read this article recently about Larry Bird when he started making money in the NBA. It obviously wasn't a flashy dresser and all that stuff. He said he could, when he started making serious cash in the NBA, he said he couldn't. He was raised in a $10,000 house, and he wouldn't even buy the nicer cars. He wouldn't even buy nice cars, brand new cars, because he said, I was raised in a $10,000 house. I don't need a really nice car. Now, I'm sure I probably grew past that, started driving something decent. But it's hilarious. And he had millions at that point, probably. Well, so his mental, I was raised in a $10,000 house.
You know? It's like for the car salesman. Here comes Larry Bird. He's can I get the used Taurus?
He probably got over that by hanging around millionaires for the last 30 years.
That was it. I'm sure he got over it, but this was early on in his career.
And stuff like this, like Cobain's guitar or Jordan's jersey or whatever, those guys look at it as an investment. Because all these collectible things, they don't go down in value.
No.
You know, you hold on to them.
No, not those.
You hold on to them for a few years, and then you put them up for auction, and you make 4 or 5 times what you paid.
I know a guy that had a rookie card from Michael Jordan, and he just sold it for carpet for $1,400.
What a moron.
And then it was worth like $15.
Oh, my God.
It's worth like thousands now. Yeah. I don't know who that guy is.
Idiot.
That sucks for
him. Listen to the podcast.
Who would do that?
This idiot Jason Regan did that. Oh,
man. That orange seeping into his head.
$1,400.
When they put stuff like that up for auction,
idiot.
If it doesn't reach a certain level, can they pull it back?
Yes.
Or once it's out there, is it just out?
I think the owner can set a reserve.
Yeah.
Is like, if it does, this is where it's got to go before we're even going to talk.
There can be a minimum.
Or like an opening bid. The owner can set the opening bid and say, I'm going to sell it at least for this much.
Right.
And then where it goes after that,
I saw that thing I hosted last weekend for my son's football team. One of the couple tickets to Nebraska, Georgia Southern just sold for the reserve. Because people thought, Georgia Southern.
Yeah, but they made it up.
You're
going
to have to stay for all four quarters.
Right, we might take them.
You could walk up.
We got two Husker fans when Jason's here. That's right, man.
Oh, no, just go down to that game and someone will give you a pair in the parking lot. I guarantee it. I guarantee that'll happen. Some guy looking to sell and no takers.
Six minutes into the first quarter, you can just walk right up
you're
there.
You're in.
That's the third game of the year, though. They could be 2-0 by then.
Or 0-2.
There's a lot more $5 and $10 tickets down there.
Yeah, there never was, right?
Yeah.
Still sold out.
Yep. Sellout streak is alive.
If you buy that crap, all right, I hate to pick on them twice in one day. That's not like us.
I can tell it's bothered you.
Your insincerity's kicking in.
Jason Regan, what's your where's your social media, Jason?
Jason Regan Comedy.
And look for those dates when August gets out of the way.
August 25th, I'll be at the Funny Bone.
You are with who?
It's going to be the Clash of the Comics.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Pretty fair chance we might have a Bears fan joining us tomorrow because Craig Robinson is from Chicago.
He's a Chicago boy, too?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Well, he's okay.
Yeah.
Of course, Jason's going to join us every week, so he'll be back next week. The podcast is TNTRadioEmpire.com. You can get that anywhere. And also you can stream anywhere in the world, for that matter.
And you can email us anytime, TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Reminder, by the way, when we're doing these, if you do listen to the podcast later, when we're not live and you really want to talk about something we talked about, feel free to get a hold of us.
You can comment 24/7. Facebook is the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Sometimes cool people send messages. Yeah. Mostly dicks comment on it. So.
No dink pics up there for us today, though.
We don't read that.
Not yet.
I took mine down. Yeah.
And then Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday to Jason's
We'll stop
mom.
Over later and say that to
Why'd you say that, man?
You almost made it out.
Yeah. I'm about to see her a little bit, so I'll tell her happy birthday. I don't even know your mom. That's so sad. I should not do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure,
but we will.
All right. Happy birthday. Still the last name, or she remarried?
Same last name.
Okay. All right. Yep. Happy birthday, Mrs. Reagan. Oh, yeah. How you doing? Mrs. Robinson, we call
How
her.
How you doing?
Greg Robinson tomorrow. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, too. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.